Yeah, insights give a lot of confidence in the practice, a lot of faith, a lot of trust.
Yeah.
So when it offers that kind of clarity of mind, that confidence is there. So when insights come, is it just ephemeral and not like nourishing? Is there a time to just nourish those insights that are there that has built so much confidence in the practice?
Yes, I mean, it is important. Yes, I mean, I think it is important to nourish them. It's also important not to get obsessed with them. And, you know, so again, it's that it's this sense of balance that's so important to be attending to in that, because you can really encourage yourself and support yourself by recollecting and reflecting on insights that one has had. And it's sort of like, yeah, I can do this. It's really, you know, you're really supporting yourself in that way. And then there's also the extreme of where, you know, one is holding out a carrot that one is never going to get again, sort of thing. So it's a double-edged sword. But we do have to learn, you know, to be successful in meditation, you do have to learn how to encourage yourself. And that's part of, you know, think of the four bases of spiritual success, the Iddhipadas, Chanda, Virya, Jitta, Vimamsa. Chanda, of course, is motivation. It's literally desire. The Buddha is encouraging you to get desire going, get motivation going. Effort, of course. Jitta, the mind has to be sort of settled on something. And vimamsa is, you know, translated in different ways, you know, investigation. But in the actual word itself, it's like a reviewing. So that reviewing of one's experience that helps to support chanda, that motivation, that desire, that wish to experience dhamma, experience truth, experience the wholesome and the skillful, experience bright states of mind. That's an important thing that needs to be nourished. But it's, you know, you have to be careful, because sometimes the, you know, we do it to ourselves, you know, because then chanda sort of slips into tanha, and then the sense of identity and identification of me gaining or me losing. I had those insights and they're gone. I'm just such a hopeless meditator. So you really have to pay attention to the content so that you really are supporting and encouraging yourself. But it's a really important skill. Because it's, you know, that is the, you know, because sometimes we wait for insights and inspiration to somehow come along. I can still remember this. It was a cartoon in the New Yorker. This is before I became a monk. It's still in my memory. And it's of two kind of looks like two derelicts, homeless, winos, sitting on a park bench, kind of quite disheveled and empty bottle between them, another one on the bench beside themselves, and they're sitting there. And then the caption is, "Let's face it, Sid, not having been born great, nor having achieved greatness, one can only assume we'll have it thrust upon us." It really doesn't work that way. You have to put the causes in, so that sense of encouraging oneself is really important. But, you know, it comes with the rider on it. Is what's the effect when one does that? Is what kind of are we demanding or expecting too much of ourselves?
Favorite Calvin and Hobbes one, the TV bouncing.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, what the heck was that?
that's another one. I'm not sure if I can remember either. Waiting for
I was just asking Calvin, you know, like what.
Right. I mean, I've got it written down here. It's worthy of sharing. It's worthy of sharing. Calvin and Hobbes, there's always something really good. Yeah, here it is. So Calvin's just slumped in an easy chair, watching TV. Hobbes asks, "What you doing?" Calvin says, "I'm killing time while I wait for life to shower me with meaning and happiness." Okay, with that, maybe we wrap it up and get ready for future.